Hello, Liam Horan here with some Ballinrobe GAA Club news for today, Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. This is after tonight's club meeting. So I'll go through a few things, tonight's club executive meeting. I'll go through a few things here as they come at me based on what happened at the meeting tonight. The coaching committee, which is chaired by Martin O'Connor, one of the recommendations of our coaching plan was that we would form a full coaching committee. And Martin tonight announced the makeup of his committee. He's chaired by himself. The three members then after that are Norman O'Brien, Gerry O'Malley and John Gilrain. And three individuals then who will advise the committee without being able to sit full time on the committee but will be very favourably disposed towards helping out in any way they can are Donal Vaughan, Stephen Rochford and Sinead Kane. Three big actions taking place in the coaching committee at the moment are the committee are working on a coaching manual. They also will be appointing a technology officer. This is something in the coaching plan as well, how we can use technology to better improve the promotion and playing of our games, and also to address the issue of developing stronger ties with local schools in the area. Although there is with some evidence to tonight's meeting that our ties with the local schools actually are quite good, with particularly the work that's been done by Pat Kennedy in the school. So it's just a matter of doing some more there. That's the coaching committee. The Board of Nogue chairperson, Peter Stanton, gave his report tonight. And his main area was to announce the team management for the coming year. At under 12 level, where Board of Nogue starts now, Robe Rockets goes to up to that point, more on that anon. At under 12 level, the team manager will be Kevin Gilrain, Michael Jennings, Adrian Flannery and Martin O'Connor. And they have currently 25 players training. At under 14 level, the team management is Alan Flannery, John G. Burke, Pat Kennedy and John Sweeney. At under 16 level, the management team is Fergal O'Malley, David Colleran and Liam Burke. And they're starting back next week. In fact, the under 14s are back already as well. The minor team, which has done a number of sessions already, getting between 18 and 23 players for sessions. The team management there, Declan Corcoran, David Welch and Tom Carney. So that was, I think, most of the news from Borden and Nogue tonight. The next club meeting will be on Thursday, March the 5th at 8 o'clock in Taku. And this will be a full club meeting. And at this meeting, club chairman Alan Flannery will outline progress in the club so far this year, particularly relative to the items identified in the coaching plan that needed to be done, or we aspire to doing early in 2015. So that will be all club members invited to that meeting in Taku on Thursday, March the 5th at 8 o'clock. Other things that come up tonight, work ongoing at the pitch. The home dressing room has been painted. Some other renovations taking place there as well. Senior team are back training. They've played one challenge game against the Neil. And this Sunday, they opened their competitive year with a Michael Welch Cup game away to Ballyhadreen at 11:30 on Sunday. And I think the following game in that is against Ballyhaunas. And it was also announced tonight that Norman O'Brien and his management team will take charge of the under-21 side as well this year. They're in charge of the senior team, as you know, and they'll also be taking charge of the under-21 team as well. Other items from tonight, well done to the under-12 team who recently played against Islanady in the curtain raiser in the half-time game in the Mayo Tyrone National League game at McHale Park. There was a great turnout of players and club members to support the team on the day, and they played very well. The coaching board in Ogue as well announced that seven people recently completed the foundation level of the GAA coaching course. Donal McCormack, Declan O'Loughlin, Pat Gallagher, Terence Studdy, Mary Langan, David Conway and Pádraig Costello Jr. I think that makes seven. And we have four going on to the award one in February and March. That will take place soon as well. So that's a lot of the news there. For registration purposes, all players must be registered by March the 7th. Anybody not registered on that day will not be able to play with the club at that point. So make sure to get your registration in. There are other things to report on as well. I'm going to do a second audio boo in a couple of moments, so stand by.